Sam, we were talking earlier about how to start a business, and you've got a very similar attitude to me. You believe you should just go out and do it, don't you?
Yes. I mean, I spent some time working on business plans and doing all those kind of things. But actually, the reality is getting out there, taking up opportunities as they cross your path, and going with the flow is my concept at the moment. And we're looking at opportunities and what happens and the feedback from everything we do. And so far, all the little projects I've tried and had a go at have been a success and have grown the business quite rapidly over the last 6 months. So I'm using the go with the flow process, and while it works, build it and develop it.
I know we've spoken about this before, about people's expectation. You also believe it's, you need to be very careful that you don't set your expectations too high initially. Why is that, Sam?
Oh, you have to be very realistic, because with anything in retail and selling, you are going to have good and you're going to have bad days. You're going to have great weeks. You're going to have poor weeks. And the reality with handmade goods is you're not always going to get paid for all of the time you put into the products you make. But the reason for selling handmade products is because I love producing and making unique products. So that's my passion. And the reality is, some days we'll have great sales and other days not so great, but the balance out and the overall outcome has been fantastic.
Essential though, Sam, to build up customer base, isn't it? You can't just say to somebody, hello, buy my product. You've got to talk to them, liaise with them, and they come back, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Spending time talking with your customers, engaging with them and showing them products. Sometimes they don't buy that day, but quite often they do come back. And building up, I mean, for 3 years we've been popping up at markets and events now, and we now do have a regular custom base at the stall, and they find us at different events and follow my social media page. But that's a growing group of people, and we continue to develop that, but we welcome back all customers, old and new.
And you would advise anybody, wouldn't you, even if it was just a handwritten note, to make sure that people can go away with some information of how to contact you, because it's seriously lacking. I see it at shows, for example, where people have spent an immense amount of time and effort and then fallen down at the last hurdle because they haven't got anything to present to potential customers. So anything really, even a handwritten note.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, customers being able to find you, particularly after shows and events, is so important for your follow-up online orders. And people want to know they can come back to you as well. I usually have business cards on the go, but I have my banner. And what I have found over the last few months is an increasing trend in people using their smartphones to photograph my banner information and keep them on their phones with them. And from then they follow the Facebook page, and then they've got me and all my updates and news on a regular basis, and the response has been overwhelming.
So that's a really quite a useful idea, isn't it? So I'm looking at your banner now, and it's absolutely perfectly proportioned for that very purpose, isn't it? It isn't a great big wide banner. It's actually a photographable banner. I love the idea. I'm going to steal it. Thank you very much, Sam.
Absolutely. You're welcome. And I would recommend also all traders start using this method and promote their business through getting people to photograph their stalls and banners. One, they're going to share that on social media. Two, they've got the information to refer back to. And three, we're saving the environment by less printing on paper.
Sam, you couldn't possibly have got it better in any other way. Thank you so much, and all success with your work. I know it's going to be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for all your support at the Lizzie Inn stall. Thank you.
Great.